Storm Runners by T. Jefferson Parker. Good guys, bad guys. Bad guys, good guys. All mixed up. Stromzo got a charge of adrenaline he wasn't expecting. It hit him everywhere at once. Suddenly his vision was extra clear and things were happening more slowly than usual. His muscles were tight and ready and his breath was coming fast. The deputy shuffled to Frankie's window and Stromzo saw the glass go down. The deputy said something and popped his holster strap free. He drew the big revolver, and in an instant Stromzo understood that Frankie was about to get shot. He also understood that he could never get out of his truck and draw his weapon in time to help her. He was trapped. Instinct told him to lift his right foot off the brake, and that is what he did, coming down hard on the gas and lining up the side of his truck with the deputy, who turned at the shriek of rubber and tried to lean back against the Mustang for space. His head vanished in an explosion of glass when the big side mirror hit him. Stromzo slammed the brakes and threw the shifter into park and was out in a second with his 380 up. The revolver had landed 8 feet away, and Stromzo put himself between it and the man down. Alex burst through the flashing yellow lights, holstered his gun, pulled the deputy over and put a knee to his back. Janet cuffed him, rolled him onto his back, and got 2 fingers up to his carotid. The man's head was bleeding, and his jaw was clenched and his eyes were closed.
Matt Stromzo has come a long way since his wife and son were killed in an explosion that was meant for him. Wounded severely in body and spirit, Matt has hit the bottom but has pulled his life together again to face the future and the past.
That night, Brad Luntz let Tavares into the library and uncuffed his wrists.
I heard them making room for you in the X.
How good is your information? Asked Tavares.
Comes down from the guys who know. I heard there's a senator behind it.
State or U.S.?
They're the same, right?
What else did you hear?
Guile was for it. He had to be. He's the warden.
I've been a model prisoner.
Except for shit like this.
Nobody knows, do they, Brad?
Not about this, they don't. We ain't telling. Me and Post have families. We just need a little help.
Tavares studied Luntz's unintelligent blue eyes for evidence of betrayal. One word of this and he'd get the X, whether Frankie the weather lady lived or died. He saw nothing in Luntz aside from the usual hostility, resentment, and untargeted meanness.
You got less than an hour, dude. Enjoy your porn.
Popular narrator Christopher Lane brings T. Jefferson Parker's fascinating characters to life in Storm Runners with over 9 hours on 8 CDs or in the MP3 format. Or if you prefer, get the abridged version on 5 CDs.